Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
A study has been published in the journal Personality and Individual Differences that paints an interesting picture.
Oh.
Would you say that I've got a deep voice?
No.
No? Would you say I've got a high-pitched voice?
No. You're just mid-range, I think.
Okay. Just average. Thanks.
Would you say I have a deep voice?
Ish. Oh, you say you've got a deep voice. I don't think you've got that deep a voice.
That's because this is my normal voice.
When you talk like this, it sounds like
this is my this is my actual normal voice.
Yeah.
But no one can understand me or hear me. So that's why for radio, it's like it's up here in everyday life.
Yeah. Okay. I've been told I've got timbre in my voice.
Oh.
Like Kesha.
Like
Kesha and Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Right, so a new study has found that biology plays a part in how likely a guy will cheat on you. How likely it is that a guy will cheat on you is probably the better way to write that. Thanks, news.com.au. Testosterone and the characteristics dependent on testosterone can be reliable indicators of quality-dependent conditions or behaviours, researchers from China's Southwest University wrote. Men with higher testosterone levels and hence lower voices may have more infidelity behaviours or less commitment to their romantic relationship.
This sort of stuff's ridiculous.
Really? You reckon? To conduct the study, 250 males and females as well were asked to read out a list of words. The recordings were then analysed for their frequency and pitch, how these factors were influenced by the individual's mouth shape, larynx and testosterone levels.
Okay.
Right? So they went, okay, this is how it sounds if you've got this much testosterone.
Yeah.
Volunteers then completed a psychological assessment with questions relating to cheating and relationships to test fidelity of voices at different pitches, right? So they went, okay, how does this person who sounds like this think?
Yeah.
Study found that women, regardless of the pitch of their voice, generally had similar attitudes towards cheating.
Which is?
Whatever it is. Everybody's got a different opinion on it, yeah? So, yeah. But it didn't seem to correlate to the voice.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah.
Whereas men with the deepest voices were considered more likely to engage in infidelity and reported lower relationship commitment compared to their higher-pitched counterparts.
Maybe it's all about charisma.
Well, women also thought men with lower voices were more likely to cheat due to the fact that it made them more sexy and attractive to other women.
Right.
And according to evolution, women are more attracted to men with deeper voices because the high level of testosterone suggests that they will make a better partner for producing children.
Right. And according to men, if a woman throws themselves at you, well, what can I do? I mean, it's not my fault.
Tripped and fell into...
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
I want to talk about a loo with a view.
Okay.
I have never had a loo with a view.
Yes, nor me.
I've only ever had a loo with no view.
Sort of a
standard arrangement.
Little window normally.
Little window kind of thing, yeah.
Little window high up, no view.
No, that's it.
And I suppose I don't really face the back of the toilet ever, whereas you face the back of the toilet and also the front of the toilet.
Yeah, you're right.
So you get a both way view, whereas I only get that sit down view all the time.
Yeah. Right, so on the weekend we purchased for Indy a little, it's like a potty kind of thing, but it's
fun.
shaped like a proper toilet. We're not going to start. We're not going to start toilet training yet.
Yeah.
But we're just like introducing her to the concept essentially.
Nice.
Right? She's 18 months old, there's a little flush button and it makes a flush sound effect, and she bloody loves it. Look, there's a little photo of her.
Oh, see, bless. Parents do this all the time.
She's got reading.
Look at my child on the toilet.
Got reading material.
Yeah,
as
she
well,
does.
Like her dad.
She's beautiful.
So anyway, so we set it up in the bathroom, and she just runs and she just wants to play with the toilet, not the big toilet, her toilet.
Yeah. Right?
And so she's constantly asking for.
Have you told her how to clean it correctly with bleach?
Dude, she doesn't even know what to do with it yet.
Okay, we'll make sure that you put that in the learning material.
Although she has done, there's a lot of sitting on it going on. She's not used it properly yet, so you know that we're not there yet. We're, as I said, familiarising her with it. She spent a lot of time like laying on it with her head kind of in it. And I was like, oh my God, you are your mother's daughter.
What?
Sunday mornings when Carly and I first got together.
Riding the porcelain. What is it? train or
train,
something?
Train, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Something.
So that's fine. So we set it up in the bathroom, the main bathroom in our house, right? We just put right next to the bath there because that's where she goes. She has her bath and then, you know, we set this little toilet up in
nice.
There. And then we kind of, she had a little bit of a play with it, whatever. And then we went on with our day. And then I came back and into the lounge room and she'd gone to the bathroom and picked up this toilet, this potty, and kind of brought it out into the lounge room right in front of the window.
Oh, yeah.
And sat it down so that she can sit on the toilet and look out into the backyard.
Maybe she needs a zen-like experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then I said to her, well, what are you doing? And, you know, you obviously want the view or whatever, but you can't really, because we're going to have guests over or whatever maybe. You know, you can't go to the toilet in the middle of the lounge room.
Yeah.
You're not renting a one-bedroom studio apartment in Sydney, you know. So I picked it up and put it back in the bathroom.
Mm.
And across the weekend, we had this back and forth where she would then pick it up and put it back where she wanted to be sitting when she's on the toilet and have the view. So it made me think, hey, maybe there's something to this whole loo with a view thing.
Mm.
Have you got one? Have you had one? I'd love to hear from people. Hey, would you recommend?
It.
Because I can probably make that happen in some sort of fashion, not only for her with her potty, but maybe the next house I live in, I may like look for somewhere that has a loo with a view.
I knew a guy in Townsville that lived up on like one of the big mountains there, right? Castle Hill. It's
called. Famous.
And he had like an outdoor bathroom thing that was like chopped into the mountain with like fresh water coming down.
Yeah.
And that was where his toilet and shower was.
I don't know. Oh, I guess you're in Townsville, so all year round you'd be fine. Have you had or do you have a loo with a view? Tell us about it. What are you looking at? So I guess the view coming back in, that's the problem, isn't
yeah,
it?
Well, yeah, well, that is. You want a one-way mirror. Yeah. Christine in Belmont, do you have a loo with a view?
Yes, we do. At the moment, we're staying in a motel unit while we're waiting to get rental housing.
Yeah.
And we have to cook in our toilet and bathroom.
Okay.
So we're either going to the toilet in our kitchen.
What?
Or we're cooking in our toilet. We haven't decided which one we're going to call it yet.
What?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's about where you put your bangers and mash, isn't it, really?
Oh, God.
Yep.
Okay, so it's just a tiny little studio apartment kind of arrangement, hotel room, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, our kitchen facilities are inside our bathroom, so we wash our dishes in the bathroom sink and right behind you is the shower and the dummy.
Yeah.
Right. So you've got a view of each other, really, as well.
Yeah. If you're sitting on the toilet, you can look at yourself, you can watch tea cooking.
Brilliant. I love everything about that. That's incredible. You should be able to do more things on your toilet.
No, you shouldn't. We got Jessica in Charlemont. Do you have a loo with a view, Jess?
Unfortunately, it's not me. It's my friend who's in Sydney. But when I go there, I feel like a rock star because I can see the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Amazing. From the toilet.
That's it.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Now, because as I said before, the concern is people being able to see back in. So is the setup that it's a big kind of apartment building or something, so you're quite high off the ground, and so there's a small chance of people being able to see in?
Potentially if you've got your binoculars. I think they're high enough, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow. I mean, is that the best loo with a view in Australia?
Just relax and look over the sails.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a joke about Sydney and...
No, just sleep.
No? Okay. Yeah. Right. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
So good. K-Rock 955. It was weird this weekend.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of weird dreams lately. Mm. Kind of comes and goes, right? Mm-hmm. But this weekend in particular, two very weird dreams encased two very weird situations.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So, Saturday morning, I woke up, Jimmy James very freaked out about the impending Geelong Cats game.
That he has nothing to do with except for the fact that he follows the team.
Exactly. And he was lying in bed like stressed out. And I'm like, okay, it's all right. Anyway, I woke up and I was like, do you know what, Jimmy? I just had a dream that Geelong won 122 to Pies 64.
Mm. No, right? 44 you messaged me.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, it was 64.
Okay.
It was 64. Mm. So 122 to 64, right?
Mm.
And he was like, what? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I had this dream. The Cats are just going to smash the Pies.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll get over 100 points.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, my God, okay, I hope that's true. I hope that's true. Well, hello.
Amazing.
Right?
You predicted the future.
I kind of did.
You dreamt it into being.
And then the next day.
Yeah.
So my uncle has a galah, right, called Tex. And Tex got lost, flew off, right?
Yeah.
And so we put up a thing, hey, in the West, if anyone's in the West. Like, he lives in Hoppers, right?
Mm.
So it's like, hey, if anyone's in the West and sees this galah, you know, can you let me know?
Mm.
And then I had a dream that he found the galah.
Yeah.
And Tex was found.
Yeah.
And then the next day, Tex was found.
Amazing. What did you dream last night?
None of your business.
Okay. Sorry I asked. Quite literally, really genuinely sorry I asked.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up. Fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.